Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. And sincerely, if you're not part of the solution, as we always say, you know what? You're part of the problem. It's that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Like I said, lots going on, lots happening. I heard the Satanic Awards went on this weekend. I don't know. I've always said this to you guys. They're going to do it right in your face. They're doing it right in your face because we don't do anything about it. And some of my more conservative friends are like, well, you know, it's going to happen. You're not going to stop it. But you know, I just won't let my kids watch it. Oh, good. Okay, well, if the other 7 million or, you know, 17 million kids watch it, not a problem, not an issue. Really. That's kind of a me attitude, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly. Make sure you have some input. Make sure you're doing something to make a difference. All right, so, you know, these stories make me nuts because we have a say. We can make a difference. We can make them change, and we don't do it. I don't know why we do. You got me on this one. I don't know why. We don't have the guts. We don't want other people to feel bad. It's just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You have, and the balloon. We'll talk about the balloon, too, later on. I've got retired Major General Paul Valley joining us in the second hour, right? About the misinformation that have you guys figured this out yet? I know some of you trolls listen to the show. But here's the deal. You can't keep covering for this guy. You want to talk about someone who'll get us into World War III? He'll get us into World War III. And matter of fact, not only will he get us into World War III, but he'll get us out without firing a shot and setting a whole bunch of white flags over whoever we're fighting with, probably China. Right? It just never stops. Unless you stop it. Unless you make it change. So head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can read the stories, read the posts we have up there. So, again, as I said to you, Satan joined the, what was it, the Grammy Awards. God, I don't even, again, right in your face, as I've been telling you guys. Right in your face. And they know you won't do anything about it. You know why? Because you don't really believe it. You don't really believe what it is that's going on right there, right in front of your face. Look at this Chinese spy balloon. You got Maroney's posting up, this was no big deal. Okay, they couldn't gather much information. Well, hi, what are you, an expert in communications? An expert in spy communications? It's no big deal. They couldn't get much information at 80,000 feet. They're getting information from satellites up in space, for God's sakes. What makes you think wouldn't be tough for them as well? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I don't even know what to tell you guys when it comes to how are you talking to your neighbors? How are you talking to your loved ones? How are you talking to your unloved ones, if you would? What are you telling them about what's going on? Now you got a spy balloon. Now, oh no, it really is just, you know, a civilian, right? Because in China, there's a lot of civilian stuff going on that nobody knows about, or that nobody cares about. Right? Come on, give me a break. So, where's this one with the horns? That's it. It's funny because we all know. I hope we all know. The devil ain't going to show up with horns, right? You scare the crud out of you, and you won't respond to any of it. Not how it works. But imagine all those kids sitting around the TV set, and we're going to watch. I mean, people used to do that. I don't know why. I didn't do it with my kids. But a good friend asked if I watched the Grammys. I said, like, Grammys? No, I don't watch any of that garbage, right? I mean, seriously, I would rather peel my fingernails off with a pair of pliers. I mean, what they do in Hollywood would make Sodom and Gomorrah look like a weekend camp for Boy Scouts. Go see your host. Brock Lurie joins me after the break. Let's see what he has to say about all this.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solutions. What I tell you guys to do all the time. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. But actually, yes, I've had him on for a while. Got to have him on more often. I'm telling you, I have a lot of fun with him, whether it's on the phone during the day or having him on the show. Brock Laurie joins me. He's a managing partner of a firm, Laurie and Seltzer, in Los Angeles. He was born in Israel, and he serves on many pro-Christian and pro-Israel boards. Brock is a former atheist who turned to God after using logic, science, and probabilities. You know, let me just bring him on. Barack, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. We have such a wild time together. It's great. And it's great to have somebody who understands the need for God as much as you do. So I thank you for it. We have to be fighters out there. It's not good enough to just love God and embrace God. It's very important, of course, but we have to fight evil. We have to fight godlessness. And it's we can see it time and time again in our society today. We just, it's not comfortable. It's not fun, but we just have to fight it.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I just have a conversation with a couple of my Christian friends saying, look, going to church on Sunday, just going to church on Sunday is useless, okay? If you're not going to do anything with it, if you're not going to step out of it, if you're not going to step out of your beliefs and hold those beliefs that you say are true to you out there, then don't bother. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, because look at what we just had at the Grammys. They all went to church Sunday night, didn't they?
They sure did. That's a really good point. And what madness that they're doing. It's this creep of the, you know, for lack of a better word, the creep of the devil coming into our society, into our culture. It's very concerning. It shouldn't be, but here we are.
But it shows you how empowered they feel, does it not?
Yeah. Well, the United Nations right now, for example, is talking about how they need to marginalize Christians and other believers from, putting transgender folks and otherwise that somehow are conflicting with church principles, and not, for example, honoring their transgenderism, not honoring gay marriage, for example. And now the UN wants to make it worldwide that would not be allowable, that the church must honor transgendered folks, must honor gay marriages and so forth. And we have to speak, the churches in particular, have to speak the language of LGBTQ times 7 divided by 2, you know, times pi, whatever it is that they call themselves these days. You know, it's weird. It's just weird that this creep coming in, and you just have to stop. You have to understand that think of it like being in a house and there are leaks all over the house, and the leaks are getting bigger and bigger. You just can't ignore it. You have to patch them up. And we're on defense mode. I understand that. But you can't even think about going on offense unless you understand that you're in a fight.
Well, let's be honest here. You're exactly right. We are on the defense, but we let that happen. You know, back in the 1950s and so forth, it was normal to believe in God. It was not something, even if you didn't, even if you were an atheist, you didn't browbeat the guy who did. And we always thought it would be that way, and look what happened. So we allowed this to happen, didn't we?
We sure did. I think that's a really good point. Things really have changed, of course. I think, to me, among many other ways of looking at it, there really are other ways, but the main thing that I've noticed is that we've gone from having it be accepted as a wonderful way to live life, to believe in God, that if somebody told you that he had God in his life, you would say, well, that's wonderful, and of course that's the way it should be. Now, when you say to somebody that you believe in God, people think that you're stupid, or that, you know, you're clutching on to a sense of insecurity, and you need the comfort of heaven and the promise of God to move about life. Like you have a psychological issue. That's the big difference that I've noticed over the decades.
Oh, yeah. And I actually had a fellow that I knew years ago. He looked right at me. We were talking about this kind of thing. He said, man, you seem to be smarter than that. I can't believe a guy like you would believe in God.
Yes, I know. That's the way they talk. That's right. That's exactly the way they talk.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to be snarky with them, but you have to, you know, smack them right back the same way by saying, look, you know, this is not proper the way you're speaking. I mean, this is assuming that there's something wrong with believing in God. On the contrary, a smart person would believe in God and does believe in God. That's the only way to respond to that nonsense.
I do. I'm a little more in your face without being in your face. I always say to an atheist that you have a lot more faith than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I go down that whole thing where you believe that there was something from nothing. Out of vast nothingness, all of a sudden somethingness happened. You know, I go down that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they think you're making fun of them. And I say, no, I'm serious with you. Think it through. You're an intelligent guy. And it drives them nuts.
It does. You know, I mean, I could tell you how the atheist responds, but you know, in the old days, I think we were talking about this offline, when I was speaking to atheists, they were actually fairly bright. They made certain arguments that you could play with. I mean, you could eventually shoot them down, but now the atheist is just nasty. He feels like the natural order of things is not to have God. God is the same as believing in Zeus or, I don't know. It's very bizarre to them. That's the way they feel, like you're belonging in fantasies. They will call your belief as believing in the big spaghetti monster or unicorns. They use that language with you. And so you do have to get in their face, unfortunately. It's not comfortable. It is just not comfortable, but we have to do it. In the same way that, Joe, that you know, we have kids, and a lot of your listeners have kids, of course, you don't just let the kids kind of roam around and do whatever they feel like. You have to deal with it, and that's part of parenting. But part of being a believer, in my opinion, and with all the respect in the world, is fighting. You have to defend your faith. I mean, what do they call Charlemagne the Great? The great defender of the faith. Why was he a defender? Because it implied that he had to actually fight. And I think there's something to that. And we think that somehow church attendance and faith will grow on its own. It won't. It never can. It implies that we have to fight and actually confront these people.
What's really funny is in talking to some of these Satanists, I actually have had some Satanists on the show. And it scares the crud out of some people, and I get a kick out of it because I go, wait a minute, you don't believe in God. You don't believe in this hooky stuff. Why does this make you crazy, right? But I've had them on the show, and they kind of giggle and laugh and go, look, we don't believe in a physical Satan. And you'll have to wait, people, to hear after the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Barack Lori when we come back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is firm on the U.S. response to China's possible surveillance balloon.
We've made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing. And there's not a bad question of weakening or strengthening, it's just reality.
He said he does not expect the situation to change the country's relationship with the Chinese. The U.S. military has been collecting debris since the shootdown off the South Carolina coast over the weekend. Republicans in the U.S. had been calling for the Biden administration to shoot the balloon down days ago. More than 3,000 people are dead after two massive earthquakes rocked Turkey and Syria. The first quake was a magnitude 7.8. The second tremor just below that at 7.5. Turkey will observe 7 days of national mourning following the devastation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're going to talk about this in a minute, but you parents need to parent. You need to pay attention. There's a new Disney, the new Disney cartoon out called Proud Parents, okay? And in that, they are promoting LGBTQ plus the 29, whatever they are, and reparations for black folks. This is what the cartoons of your kids are all about. And you thought that Roadrunner and Coyote was dangerous and bad. It's just amazing. All right, Barack Laurie joins me. Barack is the author of Atheism Kills, The Dangers of a World Without God. Atheism Destroys, and you got to grab both books. You can't just grab one. It's like watching, you know, Godfather 1 and knowing there's others out there. Atheism Destroys and Rise of the Sex Machines. We'll talk more about that later on. It's not what you think it is. Barack, always a pleasure to have you with me, man.
Thank you, Joe, again. Yes, you know, it's so funny. Offline, we had such a nice discussion about how, you know, that the front lines for us, for the next generation at least, is the kids. And the kids need to be emboldened and fortified and protected, all those things all at the same time. We talked before about fighting for Christianity, fighting for Judaism, fighting for God, and the notion that we need to get God back into the town center. That's the only way to do it. And the kids are the ones. I want to share with you really briefly, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm from Israel originally, and, you know, I'm fully American. You can hear I don't really have an accent.
Yeah.
But in Israel, I certainly follow what's going on. In Israel, they have no room. There's no cushion to make mistakes, right? If you make one mistake in the defense of Israel, there's no more Israel, right? So
yep.
There's this mentality of we need to figure out whatever mistakes we're making and correct them right away. That's the mentality. And a generation ago, they started playing around with the education system also in the same way that we're doing now. Not in terms of LGBTQ and stuff like that, but they started teaching the history of Israel in a somewhat cynical way, saying, hey, maybe Israel's not so great after all. You know, what you heard from your parents is incorrect. It was kind of dangerous. And they ended up with a generation of about 5 years, these kids, that didn't want to participate in the army, didn't want to participate in Israel, generally speaking. It was very destructive. And so they quickly realized the mistake, and they corrected it. And they went back to the, you know, Israel's awesome. It's a patriotic education, teaching about God. They couldn't afford to have any more of this garbage that they were teaching. But in America, it's different, isn't it? There's this sense that, well, you know, not too much bad can really happen. Everything is great here. But the truth is, we're getting to the margin where if we don't do something now, we will really make ourselves so vulnerable, not just from attacks from our enemies, whether it's China or Russia or whatever, but from the crazies on the left. And they could really turn this country into a socialist country. We're really in danger, and that's the way we got to handle it. And we got to fight for our kids. So that's the main battlefront, I think.
No, you're 100% on. Matter of fact, it's what I talk about on the show all the time, is they've got your kids. Think about something. They've got your kids 8 hours a day plus, right? So the messages, the subtle messages, the signs that are up all around school and what have you, none of them are aimed to God. None of them are aimed to the nuclear family. None of them are aimed at the normalcy of real science, we'll put it that way. And
yeah.
And again, when you come home, the average parent is what? Hey, how was school today? Good. Did you anything happen? No, nothing happened. Did you do your homework? Yeah. Are you hungry? I mean, they spend, what, 15? You're probably different. But most parents spend about 15, 20 minutes with their kids a day. Minutes. No, you can't have
right.
an effect on your child that way. You can't have any influence on them at that point, can you?
No, you can't. And you really have to involve yourself in the school. Not in the way that most people think, by the way. Most people react to what's happening in their schools. They hear that this teacher has said that America is a crappy country, for example. And then they say, oh, we want to react to that. They hear that there's an LGBT parade about to happen. Then they react to that, and they try to get the parents around. That dog don't hunt. What you've got to do, because that's going to happen forever. I mean,
right.
In my upcoming book, I'm writing it now. I'm about three-quarters of the way done. It's called Keeping the Kids All Right, and it's about how to protect children from the new wokeism. And because you will never be able to completely keep the wokeism out from your kid. It's not possible. It's like trying to dance through the raindrops, right? You can't do it. So what I propose in this book, and it works, because it works with my kids for sure, is getting ahead of it. You know what they're going to teach your kids. You know that it's going to come not just in education, but social media and otherwise. So tell them. Tell them that they're going to try to tell you that there can be more than a man and a woman. Can you believe that, Charlie? Can you believe that? What do you think about that? That's crazy, Dad. Yeah, I think you're right, Charlie. That's the way you got to talk to your kids. And the same thing about America. And when it comes to America and how great it is, you say, oh, yeah, they say America's racist. They say it's the worst country in the world. How come everyone's coming here, right? How come we invented everything? Everyone depends on everything made from America, right? And in fact, we actually have a game, Joe, in our house. It's called the Look Around You Test, where we go around the table naming inventions made in America. And whoever falters for more than 5 seconds, he's out of the game, right? And it just goes round and round on the table. We have five people in that, and sometimes a guest. And so, you know, the refrigerator, the washer dryer, the car, the airplane, the telephone, the electric bulb, I mean, all those things, right, that we talk, that you know, and there are thousands of them. And the kids appreciate America. And
We
play a game in reverse, like, name all the inventions developed by the former Soviet Union. Go! And there's, like, silence. There are a couple of things. There's a handful, but that's it. So, anyway, you can have a lot of fun with this, and you get engaged with your kids, and your kids will be so thankful to you because you're teaching them strength, you're teaching them optimism, you're teaching them patriotism for their country. Kids want to love their country. I mean, you got to understand that. They want to love God. They want to love their country. They want to believe in goodness, and they want to beat the bad guys. Those things, that's your advantage as a parent. You got to take advantage of that. And it takes hard work to undermine those things. But if you do nothing, the bad guys will get
it. But we've got the generation just before us. By the way, it's funny because you brought up strengthening the kids or what have you. And my oldest daughter came home and she had to take this test in science. And she said there were certain things that she didn't agree with because of her faith. And I said, then the way you started off is according to the book, comma, and then you write out what the answer you know the teacher wants is. That way you're not saying, I believe this. You're saying the book says this. All right? And and the teacher caught on, but there was nothing he could do about it because of how she was answering. But the other thing is, you and I tend to be fighters, so we don't understand people. I don't understand people who give up easy. And, you know, being on the school board, I have people who show up, and they want to fight for an issue, and they want to change, and they want to make a difference. They show up to two meetings, nothing changes, and they stop. They don't come anymore. And I keep saying to them, this happened over decades. Okay? You guys, we guys, us guys, we allowed this to happen over decades. You're going to have to keep coming, and you're going to have to grow in size. You're going to have to make your case and not be crazies, and that's how we make changes. But I'm not so sure we have people with the stomach to keep going to make the fight. What do you think?
I think you're right. The easiest way to convince people to engage in the fight is to make them realize that you may not be interested in the fight, but the fight is interested in you.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to be in the fight whether you realize it or not. And how, you know, at what point will you pick up your metaphorical gun, not a real gun, of course, but your metaphorical weapons to fight back and to say, to take the time out of work, to take the time out of your leisure time, whether it goes to Disneyland or anywhere else, and say, I'm sorry, Charlie, I have to fight at the city town hall. This is what I've got to do. And I've got to run for city council. I've got to run for student board like you did. God bless you, by the way, Joe, for doing that. This is exactly the kind of fight you have to do. And if you don't do it, well, then don't be surprised when things change all around you. You have nobody to blame but yourselves.
Well, Barack, I thought we were nuts. You know, we were saying, they're after your kids. And I used to say, Hitler knew if he got the youth, he had the country. If Stalin knew if he had the youth, he had... These guys knew what they were doing. And you look at what's happening here in America, and at one point, you couldn't do it straight in your face. Can you imagine in 1958 or even 65, you having what took one place at the Grammys the other night, you having twerking and drag queens in a school... a grade school? I mean, it would be, you'd have to bring out the riot police to pull these parents back, wouldn't you?
You would. And the obscenities that are going on now are exactly that, obscenities. But today, they're considered a form of normality that I just could never have imagined even 10 years ago, let alone 50 years ago. It is shocking to the system. But again, we do have to fight about this. I wonder, Joe, if we actually look back on time, and if you were to tell a parent today, look, I'm going to give you a video of what our culture will be like 50 years from now. So we're 2023, right? So 2073. And I'm going to go into the future. I'm going to bring, the video of the culture, let's say 5-10 minutes worth, and I'm bringing it back to the year 2023. Do you want to see that video? And most people say, as they think about it, no, I really don't. And then I ask, why don't you want to see that? Why don't you?
Yeah.
Right? And then the answer is,
we gotta go
afraid. They know.
Take a breath. Yeah. We got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a second, people.
Right.
Don't go far. A lot more coming back up on the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a second. No. Look, I have some guests that I don't want them to talk a lot. You're fine.
Okay. All right.
Well, you've had those guests. We can stop. Just stop. Stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In those situations, I'm just talking over them. But let's move on to a different topic, Bob.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah. It's always
the worst
craziness.
Ones are not necessarily the guests. The worst ones are the some callers that just go on and on. And you just have no idea. They're nervous about being there on the phone, and they just don't know how to handle themselves. So it's weird.
They don't get to the question.
You know, they don't get to the question. It's very frustrating. So the good news is you get to learn who is who and you say, okay, I'm not going to take Jan's call because she'll never get anywhere. So
yeah,
there are a couple of regulars that you can always rely on. And that's always good. So
yeah, I got a couple of them across the country too, but then I get these ones that call in. They're just they want to do a commentary, not ask a question.
Yeah. You know?
So
yes, that's right.
No, yeah. Thank you.
That's so weird. No, thank you. Is right. Yeah. They might make a whole commentary, and then they say, what do you think of that? Right?
Yep. I'd love to tell you, but now we have to go to commercial because it took so long.
Exactly.
Right?
Joe Messina Show.
When you look at the debacle that the Democrats have when it comes to racial math, back in 2012, according to the CDC, 123 blacks were shot by police while committing a crime. Over 245 whites were shot. A dilemma for those race baiters. In that field of fire, blacks were responsible for the deaths of over 6,000 humans, almost all black. If you educate people the same, if you make it so that everybody has a fair chance at education. Go look at black history on the inventions. If white people had such a leg up when it came to IQ, why didn't they come up with some of these life-saving inventions?
I knew I should have checked your showboating globetrotter algebra.
Man, I thought you knew that algebra was all razzmatazz. A globetrotter always saves the good algebra for the final minutes.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Gavin Newsom, if you didn't know this for a fact, I think it would be easy to guess that he is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Gavin is blaming everybody for the woes of California. I want you to know it's everybody else's fault. Gavin now says that the vast majority...
I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cops.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you get part, okay, I know Barack will agree with me on this. Do not spout the last headline you saw come across Twitter, okay? Do not spout any of this stuff. Don't become a flat earther, all right? And what I want you to do is I want you to get informed about this stuff before you go spewing this stuff to other people. When you get a conversation with somebody on the far left, the worst thing you can do is throw out what you just heard on Twitter, unless you're well informed and you understand what's going on. Because truth and facts will stop them dead. It's like throwing sand in the engine of a car. You'll stop them dead in their tracks. So get informed, then engage. Don't get informed and not engage. Get informed, get engaged, and don't be afraid to stick up for your rights, for your kids' rights, and what have you. Barack Lurie joins me. He will be doing even more often now. He's a managing partner of the firm Lurie & Seltzer in Los Angeles. He's written several books. You got to check him out on Amazon. Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, Rise of the Sex Machines, and I can't wait to do his newest book. And so, Barack, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
Lurie, there
you are.
The name has changed. Yeah. But the next book is going to be Keeping the Kids All Right, which has double entendre, right, in the back. So it's a reference to the Who song. And we really do want to keep the kids all right. And this is about keeping the younger generation protected, not only protected, but to make them fighters. Because if we can't save this generation, I don't know that we have an America that we can save. We have to. This is the generation. We are finally at that point that if we do not repair these brakes, as it were, we're going to crash. We need them to be the fast the last fulcrum against this really insidious attack that's happening to our culture.
Well, you and I were talking about the 2024 race, and part of that is you brought up a really good point. If our kids aren't strong, if we're not in love with the country, if we're not in love with God and country, if we're not in love with family foundations, you know, just foundations that made this country strong, it doesn't matter who becomes president. He won't have the backing of the country, if you would, right?
Right. Each party tries to resonate with what they believe to be the priorities of the people. And if the priorities of the people love socialism, well, then guess what? You're going to get a candidate out there who's going to embrace socialism and push forward with it. That's the way it works. I mean, it's amazing to me that Bernie Sanders got as far as he did. He almost took the presidency at one point. And that's because there were enough people who believed that socialism was a good thing. They were told that by virtue of their schools and social media and otherwise, that this is a wonderful thing and that capitalists are greedy bastards and we need to turn this country to become much more compassionate or whatever they want to say. So that's the way it works. So culture is much more important than politics. You'll always, you know, if we get the young generation to be excited about America, to be excited about God, then you will see that even the Democrat candidate that they advance will have to play along, at least in lip service purposes. They'll have to do it. And that's why this battle is far more important than we give it credence for. Far more important. And the fight is for God.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you talked about socialism when, you know, I'm very involved with young children, teenagers and such. And when you talk to them about socialism, what they have been taught is not socialism that you and I know to be truth, but the socialism is built around taking care of people. Taking care of people who have little less than you do. Making sure that kids don't go to bed hungry. I mean, how can you be against that, Barack?
Exactly. Yes, yes. And that's what you have to fight. Of course, socialism. Like, what is social? So sometimes what I do in these cases, I think the most effective way to fight, because it's always good and well to talk about fighting, but people want to know how to fight, right? I mean, if I give you a gun or bow and arrow, for that matter, I say, go fight. You won't know what to do with it. I mean, you have to learn how to aim. You have to learn how to take your breath. So same thing here. How do we fight? The best way to fight in classic arguments is to ask, first of all, what the kids think that something means. So, for example, what do you think socialism means? Let them define it for you. And then ask them what they think capitalism means. What kind of country do you think America is? Are we a republic? Are we a democracy? Ultimately, what happens in those conversations, Joe, is that the other person realizes that he's actually ignorant. You're exposing his own ignorance. And when they do that, then they begin to say, oh, crap, I didn't realize that. They're just spouting off a bunch of stuff, and they realize that they don't know anything about what they're talking. Anything. And I discovered this technique a long time ago. When I was defending Israel, because Israel certainly needs a lot of defending from these crazies out there, and there are plenty of them. So I would say, listen, I'm happy to talk to you about Israel, but before we begin our discussion, can you tell me how big Israel is? And they looked at me like that was irrelevant. And I said, just tell me. And they didn't know, and I said, well, give me a state of America, or maybe a couple of states that you think are approximately the same size as Israel. And Joe, they always say the same thing. Here it is, Texas. Hey, they think Israel's the size of Texas, right? And then I continue on and I ask them how big are the Arab countries that surround Israel that are hostile to Israel? What size are they? And then they say Texas also. And then they say, and then I say, okay, what's the population ratio? Is it 1-to-1? Is it 1.5-to-1? What do you think? And they say, yeah, about 1-to-1. And then I say, okay. And how many democracies are there in the Middle East, and what is Israel? And they, you know, they know that they should know the answer to that. They know they don't know the answer to that. So I said, look, then I correct them. I tell them, look, Israel's the size of New Jersey. The population disparity is about 400 to 1. And finally, Israel is the only country in the Middle East that's a democracy. Oh, and the land size of the Arab countries that are hostile to Israel are the entire size of the America, including Alaska. All right? Now, you want to talk? And then they're dumbfounded. They don't know how to respond because I've exposed them so much. And they know that when they talk to me further, that I'll probably expose their ignorance yet again. So this is the way to talk to your contrary people out there.
You just made my case for me, which is once you're informed and you hit them with facts, and you don't have to beat them up, but you hit them with facts, they're done.
Right.
It's over.
Yep.
You know?
The socialism argument, you just got to say, look, I'm all for socialism. I think it sounds lovely the way you're describing it, Bob. But can you tell me a time in history that has ever worked? I just want to know. And then, of course, they won't be able to.
Oh, no. They won't be able to.
They won't be able to.
Let me ask you a question. We've got about 3.5 minutes left. The hate for Israel, and it's not just the hate for Israel has never been, well, I haven't felt it at this level. I've always had Jewish friends, so maybe that's it. I don't know. But it is prevalent in colleges. It's prevalent in day-to-day life now. It's prevalent in the papers. And it's just, what happened? How do we get to this point where it became such, in this country?
You know, the hate for Israel and anti-Semitism, generally speaking, they're very similar. It's not necessarily specific about Israel, although there is a uniqueness about Israel. The reason why people hate Israel and hate Jews, for that matter, is because that both Israel and Jews hold the world to a higher standard. And because of that, people hate. The hate is very palpable. By the way, America is becoming the new Israel. Christians are becoming the new Jews. Welcome to our world, Christians. You are becoming
the
same
thing. You're not kidding.
They look at... I mean, the one thing we know about the left, the radical left, is that they are trying to destroy every standard. Ask your lefty friend, your lefty brother-in-law, is there any standard that you believe in? And they won't be able to come up with one. But you Christians and you and we Jews, we believe in standards. And that's what they hate. That's why it's so palpable, Joe. I hope that answers the question.
If they have a right and wrong, if they have a standard right and wrong, then they have to live up to it. They don't want to do that. Look, Barack, they spent – I watched something last week from Congress. They spent 17 minutes arguing about saying the Pledge of Allegiance before a committee meeting, all right? And those same people later in the day, the Democrats, voted against a resolution that condemns socialism.
Yeah.
Put that thinking.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yes, I know, and they always say it's a slippery slope, or that's the reasoning. But you've got to condemn socialism. It's the end of times to embrace socialism. It's a phrase that sounds very nice. It's a word that sounds nice, but it's really a wolf in sheep's clothing, and we really need to fight that. And that's the way we need to talk about it.
Well, and I think that's what's happened with the young kids is the socialist teachers, the liberal teachers, have taught these kids. That, you know, socialism, nothing more but caring about your neighbor, caring for the people who live next door, make sure that they have food as well. The line of bunk, and we know it. All right, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing I want to say is that, confront your detractors by saying, what is the greatest thing, the one thing that has lifted the world out of poverty and hunger in all of history, the greatest weapon that we've ever had? The answer is capitalism. That is it. We are now down, the world is now down to approximately 8% poverty rate, where it used to be 84%.
All right, we're up against it. They're going to knock you out here in a second. Tell them where to find more information about Barack Lurie. Quick.
BarackLurie.com, BarackLurie.com. Just check that out, and we hope to see you in our poster spot.
Always a pleasure, Barack. Guys, be back in a few minutes. Retired General Paul Valley joins me to talk about balloon target practice. We'll be back in a few minutes.